Building recovery. Introduction to stage 3, ground floor. Well, I want you to feel really good about what you've done up to now. You've done a lot of thinking about planning your recovery building. You've also now put a lot of effort into the foundation stage, which is all about where am I going to build my recovery? Have I marked out my property boundaries well? Have I designed the rooms that I want in my recovery building? Have I thought about it really being my design? And am I producing stability and solidity? Well, that's great work. And so now we're talking about actually constructing. We're talking about building something we can really see now. And so the first thing that we're going to think about is the materials that we're going to use. Now, in a metaphorical recovery building, when we talk about materials, yes, we can use the same principles of quality and quantity, but we're talking about principles here. When you build a recovery, you're using materials like honesty and humility, and these things need to be the best quality that you can find. Now, the main part of the ground floor is what we call normal functioning. So one of the big challenges on this section of the course is going to be using this word normal. Maybe you're one of these people who doesn't like the word normal and sort of has some idea that nobody knows what normal is and so on and so forth. Well, normal is a principle, effectively. It's basically a standard we can compare ourselves to, rather than being an actual thing that you become. And I think as far as that goes, it's a perfectly useful thing, because I think people who've lived an abnormal life know perfectly well what normal is. You're going to learn on this section of the course that it is doing what you say you'll do, it's paying what you say you'll pay, it's being where you say you'll be, it's taking the right responsibility for yourself and expecting people to be responsible for themselves. It's about being able to maintain working relationships with people you don't necessarily like. It's about being able to do things consistently and having some discipline and doing things when you don't feel like doing them. In other words, the sort of things that every grown-up in the world does every day. That's why we're talking about personal growth, because we have to develop that maturity. So I don't want to say too much here because it's all there on the course, but those are a few things that you can expect on this section of the course. So I wish you all the best. Again, like, share and subscribe if you haven't already done so, and I'll see you on the next section.